I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. I don't know about you, but for me, it was the photos from the aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines that really hit home the human scale of the disaster. They just put you there amid all the destruction. And a lot of the photographs I've seen over the past couple of weeks were taken by David Gutenfelder of the Associated Press. You can see some of them on his Instagram feed. We asked Gutenfelder to tell us the story behind one of his most gut-wrenching pictures. It shows a newborn baby in a makeshift ICU unit inside the chapel of what used to be the hospital in Tacloban.
We heard that there was a small chapel in the upper floor of the hospital. We arrived and the chapel was full of mothers with newborn babies. And the mothers were just lying in the pews of the chapel and on the floor on mats. And in the front, right in the altar, there were four baby cribs where the sort of most delicate of the small babies were being kept. And there was one mother who was very young whose baby was born 3 days earlier and it couldn't breathe. It had a heartbeat, but it couldn't breathe. So she and the father were manually pumping oxygen with a small blue rubber tube pumping oxygen into its lungs. And they had been doing this for every second of its three-day-old life. There was another mother who told us a story about her child. She went into labor on the day of the typhoon and she walked 8 hours. She said by the time she got to Tacloban, she was walking through chest-deep water, having contractions. There were dead bodies floating, and all she could think about was getting to the hospital and giving birth. Her baby was doing okay. That night we left pretty late. There was no electricity in the hospital. All of the things that you would need to assist with babies like this, they didn't have any of that equipment anymore. It had all been washed away. The original neonatal center was completely washed away. All of their incubators, their normal equipment, it was gone. We went back the next morning to check on them, and I walked into the chapel, and the mother of the healthy baby was now sitting in the chair pumping oxygen into hers. And when she saw me, she started to cry. And I knew that the one baby had already passed away in the night, and the other baby, which was healthy, had been moved over and was now in the same condition. It was probably not going to make it. The look of helplessness on the mother's face when I walked in, I knew that even that baby wasn't going to survive.
Not a happy ending. But Gutenfelder also told us that many Filipinas welcomed having their picture taken, even in the midst of a disaster.
I post pictures and I get immediate responses. And yeah, I noticed right from the start that the number of people who were following me was rising rapidly, and I could tell that they were Philippine names. I would walk through the town and villages, and people were constantly saying, take our picture, tell the world what we're doing, put us on Facebook, put us on Facebook. And I didn't put them on Facebook, but I put them on Instagram, and I put them on the AP Wire. And I thought that was really fascinating, that their idea of what the main platform out there to help them would be Facebook.
AP photographer David Gutenfelder, he's been covering the aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines. You can see some of the images he's posted on Instagram, including that haunting photo of the newborn baby. That's at PRI.org.